has there been any difference in how Martellus has sort of picked things up compared to last year, how Jared did?
No, I think they both did a good job picking up the system. I think more than anything, it's the familiarity with Aaron, how he wants things, getting on the same page with the routes, with some of the signals, just the whole mannerisms of how the operation works. I think that's the biggest thing, and obviously reps help that.
Brian, I mean, we've just peppered you with questions about Bennett and Kendricks. And then, you stand and watch practice today, and there's Richard making this fantastic one-handed catch. He makes another sliding catch in the flat. I mean, it's on us, not on you guys, obviously, that he feels like the forgotten man publicly. But where do you think he's at in his development, and what can he do for you guys while maybe we're all looking at the shiny new objects?
Well, I think it's interesting, and I'm glad you noticed that. I mean, Rich has just went about his business. I mean, and he's a pro. He understands it. The best guys that give us the best opportunity to win will play. And, for him to go out and continue to work, because he obviously has good hands and he has made big catches. So, honestly, he's approached every day just like he has since the day I've been here. He's certainly been good with the guys, and they mix well together, so everything, it's been positive. Obviously, there's only so many reps they all can get when they're all here, and we try to do our best to give them the reps that they need and the situational work that they need and to get them ready for the season.
From that standpoint, is it kind of nice maybe not to have Marty and Lance here this week just to give you more one-on-one time with Rich?
Well, I think it's – I enjoyed it from the standpoint today that I think it allows the younger players, and not so much Rich, because Rich obviously has been in this system, but it gives the other players, some of the practice squad guys and the younger guys, you get a chance to see them where they've had a chance to hear the system in OTAs and IPWs, and now they get a chance to go out, and it's kind of their time where they're going to get, a good amount of reps, and they're going to get some competitive situational work, which is important, that they need, that they necessarily don't get. So, and you can see how they handle adversity. If a play doesn't go right, knowing they're going to come back the next snap and have a chance to do something.
Did Bennett and Kendricks pick up things to such an extent that they're fine not being here for this?
Well, I mean, by no means are we where we need to be right now, but I don't know if any NFL team is, but we made strides. Obviously, we're making strides, and obviously need to carry this over in this into training camp. But we got things we got to clean up, as does everyone. But I think we're on the right track, and I think we're trending upward, which is important.
Hey, Brian, Bakhtiari was talking to us earlier today, and he said that he gives Kendricks grief when they work out in the offseason because the guy never talks. Obviously, that is not what Martellus Bennett seems to be like. What are those two like to coach? And I'm sure they're great pros, mm-hmm. but what's it like having these kind of two vastly different personalities now jump into your room? Or are they not as
well? I think Lance talks more than probably he lets on or that you guys are aware of. So in the meeting, he's great. He's going to give his opinion, and he does have a sense of humor. So it's not always Marty talking. Lance will get a word in. If you lose your breath, you might lose your turn, I guess, how it goes. No, but Lance is Lance speaks more than you think. And he's obviously Marty's a big personality. But they're good in the room. I mean, it's kind of, you kind of want an environment in the classroom where all the players feel like they can talk. They all want to give an opinion. So it's not just they're sitting there for an hour, because it's got to be both sides talking, because through conversation, a lot of the best things get figured out. So, it's been healthy.
I know we didn't practice today, but what do you think you might have in Bo Samlin?
Bo's been working hard, just like, all the guys have. So we'll obviously find out more about him now that he's had a chance to – to learn the offense, get more familiar with it. We'll see when we get into training camp. I think training camp will be big for him, as a lot of our players, when we start the competitive work and getting to see him versus other teams.